Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday, August 15th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Ferguson cops say Brown robbed a store before being killed, then admitted had nothing to do with why he was stopped. And the SWAT team was just helping the media relocate safely.
This media over here trying to cover the story!
We come in peace.
And more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
Man, we're shooting at me!
Well, during a news press conference today, the Ferguson Police Department released what they say are video images of Michael Brown engaged in a robbery right before he was killed. Now, this accusation was made as police finally released the name of the officer who was involved in the incident, Darren Wilson. Now, it's quite curious as to why they would release this report retroactively, fitting it to fit this whole scenario of Michael Brown being shot. It's basically to say, look, he deserved it. He deserved to be shot because even though it had nothing to do with why the police pulled him over, earlier in the day, he stole a box of Swisher Sweets. So basically trying to justify this insane amount of militarized police and police presence and shutting down this entire town. Now, even from the original reports, cops say they confronted Brown over standing in the middle of the street. That came directly from the police chief. The police this entire time never released a probable cause for stopping Brown. Of course, you know, this is known in the hood as racial profiling. So here the cops now come back out and say, see, he was doing something after all. It's this huge psyop to basically try and justify for the world now who is watching this scene unfold, to justify a psyop to say, this is why we need this militarized police force. But even if he did rob a store for a $50 box of Swisher Sweets, that does not justify his execution. This is America. He deserves due process of the law. Now, and at the point when Michael Brown or anyone puts their hands up and surrenders and says, please stop, don't shoot, I'm unarmed, and starts running away, the cops cannot just fire upon citizens willy-nilly into the neighborhood. What if children had been there? What if the bullet had gone through a car and hit an innocent civilian? We can't allow cops to have these rules of engagement. Here in Ferguson, Brown allegedly stole a box of cigars. Earlier this month, we reported on how a man was put in a chokehold to death by the NYPD because they said that he was selling individual cigarettes. Okay, so when does it end? When does petty theft or selling, you know, a cigarette one at a time, when does that justify this huge, heavy hand by the police? Even CNN thinks it's a little bizarre, although they are kind of running with the narrative of the protesters were violent, so the police responded. Of course, we were there documenting the entire time. That's not really how things went down. But just as the protesters have said, at this point, it has surpassed Michael Brown. This was basically a filter of rage that was bubbling up within the community after years of abuse by the Ferguson police there. The world was watching, journalists were there, and we saw how they reacted. So what do you think they're doing to these people on a daily basis? I mean, that's really goes to show, you know, how these people are feeling. And again, the images that they released had nothing to do with the initial shooting. It doesn't justify why the police were so heavy in their presence, and it definitely does not justify them tear gassing journalists and innocent protesters. We saw the video footage of them firing tear gas canisters at Al Jazeera, arresting journalists inside McDonald's. We have the footage of the SWAT team telling people to turn off their cameras, cops deliberately throwing flashbang grenades, tear gas, rubber bullets were fired at our reporters. And of course, you know, the police come out later and they say that it's not the attack on the press that it appeared to be. They were actually helping these guys take down their camera footage. They were actually helping the Al Jazeera news crew. The St. Charles County Sheriff's Department, which operates the SWAT team, said it was not the agency that fired the tear gas Wednesday night, but confirmed that it took down the abandoned lighting equipment because it made it difficult for officers to see. They couldn't see who they were inadvertently firing all these rubber bullets upon. Now, the department's lieutenant said that the SWAT team later helped the reporters out of the area and reunited them with their equipment. They just want to paint themselves as just being so helpful. They were just protecting their equipment and protecting their First Amendment right. Now, he went on to say that I'm sure that when they did deploy, they were unaware that the media were there and that adding those bright lights hindered their visibility in an already confusing situation. Well, of course, this official report from the police absolutely contradicts the video footage as well as the statements released by Al Jazeera. Let's go ahead and read these official statements by Al Jazeera. They said, last night at 9:30 in Ferguson, Missouri, an Al Jazeera American news crew was reporting behind police barricades. And they did say it was about a mile down the way from where the protests were taking place. They were easily identifiable as a working television crew. As they were setting up their camera for a live report, tear gas canisters landed in their proximity and police fired rubber bullets in their direction. Police continued to shoot after crew members clearly and repeatedly shouted, "Press!" Al Jazeera America is stunned by this egregious assault on freedom of the press that was clearly intended to have a chilling effect on our ability to cover this important story. Huh. So it doesn't really sound like they were being very thankful that they had tear gas canisters fired upon them, as well as it doesn't sound like the police said they were just moving their equipment so they could continue their coverage. And also, a little more detailed into this, they interviewed further the Al Jazeera reporters, and they said, "We were fired at from a police MRAP vehicle." And he added that his crew fled and sought shelter between houses, and eventually a separate MRAP, which was apparently this one from the St. Charles SWAT team, pulls up. And as that vehicle came close, we yelled out to the MRAP that we were press, and we approached the vehicle with hands visible. They opened the back of the vehicle and ordered us inside. And while the doors were open and we were outside, I do recall seeing SWAT-type firearms pointed at us. We were helped aboard and then taken back to our vehicle. So here, this is how they are treating the press. People who are clearly press, they've already presented themselves as press. Do they not have any idea about how this is going to get back to the rest of the world? But here, again, now because this press has gotten out, because they have made such a bad show of force there in Ferguson, they now have to go with this huge psyop of saying, here, you see, Michael Brown, he deserved it because he stole some Swisher sweets earlier in their day, and that justifies our actions that we have continued to roll out. Now, the cops, of course, want to roll this out, shoplifting, to its assassination of character. It's a tried-and-true tactic. And now, here is the footage you haven't seen. It's been shot exclusively by Infowars.com. Jakari Jackson was there behind the lines with these Al Jazeera reporters. And this footage, it's not from across the street where you see all this taking place. It's right there, and you can clearly hear this interaction between Al Jazeera and the police.
This is press over here! He's shooting us! What's the
bullet? Wow, are you still on?
Yeah, this is media over here trying to cover the story! Hello? Yeah, well, we're getting shot at with rubber bullets right now, okay? So I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's a rubber bullet, bro. They've been shooting them at everybody.
Okay, as of right now, we're okay until they started shooting rubber bullets in our direction.
Well, I'm news too, but you know what I'm talking about.
We're moving. Usher! Get Usher!
Get out!
Alright. Look, so they did it to the new media too.
Usher!
I got hit.
You got hit, bro? Hey, who do you guys work for?
Who do you work for?
What with Al Jazeera America?
Al Jazeera America. So they pop smoke at Al Jazeera America.
Did you get hit with a rubber bullet?
They fired a rubber bullet at us. And then tear gas.
They tear gas Al Jazeera America. So you see, it's not just Infowars.com. They're popping at anybody who's out here with a camera.
So again, that is clear that the police were suppressing the freedom of the press, suppressing people's First Amendment right to peaceably assemble. Their actions are not justified because of petty theft. And that's why there is this huge psyop now because of all the things that have taken place over the last few days. Now they want the media to spin this to justify the need for that huge military presence. CNN US writes on their website that the Ferguson police officer who shot Michael Brown didn't stop him because he was suspected in a recent robbery, but because he was walking down the middle of the street blocking traffic. Again, it was not related, and they ask, so why did Ferguson police decide to release surveillance video of the alleged convenience store robbery the same day that they named who the police officer was who fatally shot this teenager? These two incidents are not related. So there, there it is right there. The two incidents are not related. They're just trying to, you know, make America say this is justified, but it's not. Petty theft does not justify an execution, and that's all there is to that. It does not justify the militarization of America's police, period. And now we have a former cop. It's not just you and I. It's not just Michael Brown. You know, it's former cops, guys there, the boys in blue, even their colleagues who are being harassed if they decide to speak out about the abuse that's going on within their departments. This is a former cop who was arrested for exercising his First Amendment right, Michael Hoffman. He was arrested, denied medical aid, and had his camera stolen after he was staging an anti-TSA protest on public property in Jacksonville earlier this week. Now, he staged this protest half a mile away from the airport, and it was on the side of a public highway. His signs read, "Police State, Liars Investigating Liars, F the TSA, and IRS equals Terrorist." Hoffman was very soon approached by a Jacksonville Aviation Authority police who said he was being trespassed off the property. Now, this is public property, mind you. And then five SUVs, including two that look similar to SWAT vehicles, take Hoffman, arrest him, six officers, all because he was holding signs. He was handcuffed, denied access to water and his diabetes medication. And then the police officers also confiscated his cameras for evidence, didn't take note of his cameras. And now, oh, the cameras, they're nowhere to be found. And apparently they didn't document that they took them, and now they're just gone. So Hoffman is having to sue to try and get his cameras back. But this is the issue. The police are going to harass anyone who wants to stand up to their criminality. Now, Hoffman has been targeted before because he exposed the fact that the NSA documents proved that this particular police department there in Jacksonville was using Stingray cell phone tracking towers to illegally monitor cell phones in the area. So he was already on their radar. They already didn't like that he outed them. But he's also speaking out about jury nullification and teaching people in the town about how important jury nullification is. So, of course, he is going to be a huge target. He's awake. He's, you know, trying to speak out, do something about it. He's a terrorist, right? He loves his country and he's trying to, you know, stand up for this country and do what's right. He's a terrorist. People peacefully protesting on the side of the road, they are terrorists. But these cops who are becoming federalized and actively engaging in pointing their guns at journalists and aiming their beams at people who have their hands in the air and their backs turned to them, they're the good guys. And that's the huge psyop, is that we need to just accept that this is the new norm. You cannot protest here in America. You can't hold up your signs on the highway unless you're an illegal alien. Then you can go protest on the White House lawn during a government shutdown if you're an illegal alien. But other than that, you have no First Amendment rights here anymore. Now, coming up, Alex Jones sits down with Max Kaiser. Find out how these current economic sanctions against Russia are going to lead to the rise of cryptocurrency. And then Alex Jones has a very special report on chemtrails.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water.
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Again, thank you for joining us here on InfoWars Nightly News. It is August 15th, 2014, with continual coverage. We're taking over for Leanne McAdoo. I am your host, Max Kaiser.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones.
And we are the
InfoWar.
No, seriously, I'm Alex Jones, and that's Max Kaiser. He's here visiting us as he spends time between London and New York City. He's down here working on a documentary film. And I got to say it, Max, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
I remember 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when you first started promoting Bitcoin, you were an early guy to get in, you said it was going to become this really dominant cryptocurrency. And all these years later, it certainly has become that with WordPress.com, Overstock, Amazon, Target, CVS, Subway, Victoria's Secret. They're all accepting it. So now InfoWarsStore.com is accepting it. And we're even using a company you're involved with as well, the BitPay. And it's been very, very successful. People are excited about it. I've had my questions about it. I didn't want to be involved early, but the people have voted with their currencies going into Bitcoin. They've supported it. We now see houses selling for 1.6 million bitcoins. It's becoming more and more successful. And as you said on my show 5-6 years ago, whatever it was, I guess 2009, so I guess that's about 5 years ago, that it would give the private central banks a run for the money with their fiat currencies. Now, we had a caller in overdrive at the end of the show today, and he was asking, what is your position in it? We want full disclosure on Max Kaiser. That was one question. The other one was, is it a currency, or really what is Bitcoin, and where do you seriously predict it will go? So, Max Kaiser, 5 minutes on the Bitcoin revolution.
Well, as far as full disclosure goes, I've said from the beginning, going back to 2009, that I've been a buyer of Bitcoin. I've been buying Bitcoin ever since. Obviously, when it was $3 a Bitcoin, I ended up buying a very large position, and I still hold, and I'm very happy I'm holding it. I haven't sold any of my Bitcoin except maybe a few here and there to do some retailing. But I think going forward, the price will continue to go higher, and what's driving the price of Bitcoin, in my opinion, are these financial crises. Remember, it was at $40 a Bitcoin when the banking crisis in Cyprus hit, and it suddenly jumped to $240. And that's really a great application for this crypto technology, is a store of value and safe haven during an era we live in now of banking scandals and banking crises. I think the next major bank to collapse, you'll see Bitcoin trade above 1,000 again and stay above 1,000. And I think it can trade a lot higher from there. Remember, it can be used as a currency, Alex, but it's also primarily its utility is to send money overseas on the internet for virtually no cost. And a great example of that would be somebody's trying to send a relative, let's say they're working in Britain and they want to send £100 to Africa. Well, if they go to an established money wire transfer service like Western Union to send £100, they're going to charge them up to £10. Whereas if you're using Bitcoin to make that transaction, your cost will be virtually zero. And for somebody on the other end of that transaction to save $10 on a transaction like that is very, very meaningful because they don't make any money.
So we know why the big banks and Western Union are so angry about this, because I've noticed with things like Bitcoin coming in now, it's been driving down the rates that, in my opinion, these loan sharking institutions are unable to charge anymore. So that really is something positive.
It's pro-competition. It's something new, and it makes all of these other entrenched oligopolies, as we call them, stand up, take notice, and either lower their prices to compete or go out of business. So we like competition. I'm pro-competition, free markets and competition. Bitcoin is free market competition in the area of currencies, and it's being adopted around the world. BitPay, as you mentioned, is a company that was the first to offer Bitcoin transactions. They're signing up tens of thousands of merchants all over the world. Hundreds of thousands of merchants accept it now. InfoWars accept it. And just to be clear, people can show up at your store. They can use Bitcoin to buy stuff. And you can instantaneously put that into dollars. You're not holding Bitcoin. You don't have to. You could, but you don't have to hold Bitcoin. You're just using it as a medium of exchange, and you're passing the savings on to your customers. So the customers that would be charged for the credit card transaction or some other means to use your store, those costs are being eliminated. They're being cut by 95% or more. That savings goes right into the pocket of people buying the T-shirts and everything else.
This is a true revolution, and even if Bitcoin itself isn't perfect and has some problems, in my uninformed view, just as a novice looking at it from the outside, it is spurring a revolution of other cryptocurrencies, and now it's creating whole new economies around servicing it that is creating jobs. And I like to liken it to Uber that started around the same time as Bitcoin with the apps, and I'll hardly even get a cab in Austin to the airport, or if I got to pick my car up at the shop, because they usually show up 30, 40 minutes after they're supposed to. They're rude. I mean, on average, cabs are nightmares in Austin. They're better in some other cities I've been in. But when I use Uber, it's quick, it's clean. I can track the app in live time as they pull up to get me. And are the cabbies around the world trying, in most cases, to, if you can't beat them, join them with their own apps and service? No, no, no. They're trying to shut it down. And I see a parallel between Uber and Bitcoin. And when I see the system trying to crush it and failing over and over again with these artificial crashes, but it bounces back up, that tells me more and more that Bitcoin really could be a winner. But regardless, we can't let them shoot down the idea of independent ways to exchange money and credit and currencies. So again, I salute you for being a trailblazer, Max.
Well, I think the comparison to Uber is a good one. They did come around at about the same time. The words used in the technology space would be disintermediation or disruptive. And in the case of Uber, they are going to put some cab drivers out of business. But, you know, somebody said something I thought was very good. They said the reason the Stone Age ended is not because they ran out of stones, meaning that when technological advances come along, they tend to completely write over the current system with a new paradigm, a new system. Uber's an example, and Bitcoin is another example. All of the ways of doing business in the markets and in the banking sector are being reinvented and re-realized using cryptocurrencies, the open ledger. And there are other cryptocurrencies other than Bitcoin. Bitcoin has by far the biggest share of the market, but there are specific coins that do specific things. I created a new coin called Startcoin, which is specifically for my crowdfunding platform, Startjoin. You know, I used to be very big in technology until 9/11 more or less wiped out my company. So I've been quiet in the technology space for a number of years, but now I'm back with something that I think is equally compelling as the stuff that I was doing in the 90s. Crowdfunding meets cryptocurrency. We've got a fantastic project taking a stab at some of the mainstream media in America with a billboard campaign trying to raise $7,000 to take out a billboard that says, you know, Sean Hannity is an idiot. Okay, it's not the most elegant campaign in the world, but it is a bit of fun. It's being crowdfunded. People are raising $5, $10.
I heard a guy raise tens of thousands for potato salad.
Well, in another crowdfunding company, somebody listed that they were looking to raise $10 or something for a potato salad. But it caught fire as a meme on the internet, and they raised $50,000. And that's what happens when you mix finance with the social networking and the meme potential or the viral aspect of the internet.
It's almost the opposite of the stagnation of the ruling technocrats throughout history. It really introduces lightning into the whole equation. That's my concern. I want to go to break, and I want to come back and talk about world events with Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com. I want to talk about what I see as more and more of an elite that believes they have a political system and believes they're in control, founding this global corporate government. But if you look at what's really happening following the news closely every day, not just from mainstream news, but alternative and different regions, it's a bunch of disconnected financial oligarchs who've bought off major governments and who aren't really aware militarily, economically, culturally, what they're doing, and that the whole world is lining up against them towards a giant crisis. I want to see if you agree with that. I want you to augment that and expand and give us your breakdown of the short, mid, long term with your prediction straight ahead with more trends with Max Keiser. Then I'm going to break down after he leaves us a detailed report on geoengineering. It's real. It's happening. Manipulation of our Earth's atmosphere. Bill Gates is involved.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. Max Keiser from England is our guest. If you just tuned in, he's a former successful stockbroker and, of course, invented a lot of the virtual trading systems that are used today. And he's also been a syndicated radio host and syndicated television host and made a lot of accurate predictions on our show. MaxKeiser.com is his main website. Of course, I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. And we ask, of course, InfoWars Nightly News. And I'm excited that a lot of what airs on InfoWars Nightly News is also being picked up by our syndicated AM and FM affiliates on their own accord, and they are airing a lot of the nightly news on their own shows or in little vignettes on their stations. So it's incredible, Max, how hungry people are for something that isn't controlled left or controlled right, but just has a pro-liberty, common-sense bent. And that is certainly our bias to tell the truth and promote a new renaissance of freedom. I know you've said many times that that's basically your political perspective as well for new listeners out there. But in the time we have in this segment, we see massive political engineering going on. We see huge turmoil. Just last week, Secretary of Defense said the whole world's blowing up. 2 weeks before, the White House press secretary said we've had unparalleled prosperity and tranquility during Obama. That's like saying 2 + 2 = 5. Or earlier in the week in Ferguson, when our reporters got attacked with rubber bullets along with the Washington Post and Al Jazeera, the police said they were helping us, that we'd asked to have that done when they knocked the cameras over. That was on Fox News. So we see CNN, MSNBC lying at record levels, Fox News just reporting whatever the police say. We're not even against the police in Ferguson. It just seems like the age of lies and fraud has kicked into overdrive. And then we see Russia having a convoy blown up by Ukraine last Friday. We just see unparalleled things happening right now. U.S. armor being sent to the border, a dollar devaluation accelerating. What are your short, medium, and long-term predictions? And what is the state of the world right now, Max Keiser?
Well, give a little background. For the past 30 years, big Western economies and economies around the world have tried to sustain their growth using only monetary policy. That is to say, they've been printing money instead of programs or instead of policies that would increase things like manufacturing. They've been doing whatever they can to lower the cost for corporations and to make up any shortfalls by just printing money. And right now, in 2014, we see the result of 30 years of monetization fail, a huge failure. And so these countries that are really become corporocracies, vehicles for companies, are now battling for remaining world resources after having now come to the conclusion that their attempt to aggregate their own pockets purely by printing money, purely by monetary policies, now at the end game. So they're going to go into a more of a hot war situation. So resources like water, resources like energy, resources like agriculture, and we see this happening in Ukraine. I think Ukraine is an example of what happens when an agriculturally rich country like Ukraine, which also will have a pipeline going through it coming from Russia, Iran, suddenly catches the eye of the expanding Western European and the American forces that are not able to generate any GDP growth in those countries by printing more money. It used to be that if you printed a bunch of money, you could create some GDP growth. Now, the debts are skyrocketing. They keep printing money, but these debts are still going rapidly out of control.
So conquest by counterfeit fiat derivative
has failed.
Is coming to an end.
Yes.
So now they're going back to the old-fashioned conquest by military force.
Correct. I think that's a good summation. So as a result, the money from before the world became monetized is coming back into play, and that would mean gold, that form of money. And I think Bitcoin, which just to follow up on Bitcoin a little bit, Bitcoin is almost digital gold in that sense, in that it has the attributes of gold. There's a limited supply, it's desirable, it's fungible, and it'll be used in this new war. You know, it's interesting, looking at the history, World War I started on horseback. It ended up with the Gatling gun. World War II started with the infantry. It ended up with atomic weapons. World War III, which is where I think we're starting now, is going to start with sanctions, which is a very crude economic warfare technique, and it'll end with cryptocurrencies. In 5 years' time, the world financial map will be redrawn due to cryptocurrencies, the public ledger that's inherent in a cryptocurrency, and the ability to move hundreds of billions of pounds and dollars around the world effortlessly, frictionlessly, using the blockchain, using cryptocurrency. That's my prediction. World War III will be defined by cryptocurrency, principally Bitcoin.
Well, the West engaging in all this economic sabotage is forcing Russia and others into the BRICS. It's forcing them to set up their own financial institutions.
That's true. The BRICS.
They say necessity is the mother of invention.
That's right. The BRICS are creating their own bank to counter the IMF. This is called de-dollarization. So the dollar, which has been world reserve currency since World War II, is losing its use on a daily basis.
It almost seems like our political elite are destroying our system on purpose. Or is it just pure greed? That's my concern. Is before you had generals and dictators and countries, and they made mistakes and things got bad. Now, the suicide bankers you talk about aren't even looking at Russia might nuke us, and we're moving tanks up to their borders and breaking deals we had. They just want Ukraine, and it's just one more, you know, notch in their belt. It really seems like the type of thing historically that leads to disaster.
It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme made up of sovereign debt, mostly U.S. sovereign debt. And you know, with a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme, in order for it to keep active, you need to expand the base all the time. We know this from Bernie Madoff. We know this from classic Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes. So the American economy realizes
is a Ponzi scheme.
That the way to increase the debt of the U.S. sovereign Ponzi scheme fast is to launch another war, because war is incredibly capitalist.
But I guess we've run out of, like, world countries to blow up, so now let's start it with somebody with 20 million nukes.
Exactly.
I mean, 20,000 nukes.
Now they're going up against somebody who has their own energy resources, who has obviously atomic weapons, but they have an enormous legion of hackers, of cyber hackers. I mean, Russia, who is the country we're talking about, is known around the world for having extraordinarily adept cyber hackers and technologists. They're in bed with Iran and China through the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. They want to get a pipeline going from that region into Europe. So who's Merkel going to go with? Is she going to side with Russia, China, Iran?
So bottom line, the bravado and the arrogance of the West could be our undoing. Our elite has become completely disconnected from reality. Look at Obama. In 1 minute, how do you see an ending? Where is the dollar going?
It's like in casinos. There's a strategy called the Martingale betting system where you have a losing bet, but you double down on that losing bet over and over and over again, thinking you're going to win. I think America is doubling down once again on another losing bet, this Russia invasion, more or less. And I think that will be the last bet. I think after that, America goes belly up. The dollar loses world reserve status, and commodities, oil, food, prices in this country are set to double and triple in the next 3 to 4 years.
All right, Max Keiser, thank you so much for being with us. I hope we can hang out some tonight. Folks, we're going to go back to break now and come back with my detailed report on geoengineering straight ahead, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We don't know how all this is going to end, but one thing's for sure, this is not a boring time to be alive. This is one of those times in history where everything's coming down, everything is happening right now. This is the time to be informed, the time to be involved, and the time to be spreading the word about the info war. Because if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the info war at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back, humanity. Alex Jones here. In the next 10 minutes, I'm going to break down a subject so incredibly important, I don't even feel worthy to bring you this information. I want to beg all of you listening and watching out there as we simulcast this on television to go out for yourselves, write down some notes, and then use a major search engine to look up these mainstream media articles, university studies, and governmental reports for yourself. Since the early 1990s, it's been partially declassified, and I'm about to go over it, that major Western governments have been secretly adding to jet fuel a whole host of radioactive isotopes, aluminum dioxide, the list goes on and on, to manipulate the weather on this planet. And when the general public brings it up, they just say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, despite the fact that most of this is hiding in plain view. This is similar to back in 1996-97 with my NSA whistleblower connections, many of which are now public, Wayne Madsen, James Bamford, and others, that the National Security Agency was illegally spying on everything Americans did for social control. Now, folks would call that a conspiracy theory then. It's now known fact. I want to give viewers and radio listeners a chance to write down some key terms and look this up. They kept the Manhattan Project secret. They kept the Tuskegee experiment secret. They've kept literally hundreds of different projects secret until the establishment feels like telling us they were doing it later. In the public documents dealing with weather manipulation, geoengineering, or terraforming, they say it's being done for our own good and repair the atmosphere. But the scientists, meteorologists, astrophysicists, and others that I've talked to have said what they're spraying and releasing would actually eat holes in the atmosphere and damage the soils of the planet. So let me now race through for you the over 50 or so documents I have here in front of us admitting the geoengineering program that's going on. Council on Foreign Relations, 2008. Geoengineering workshop on planetary scale geoengineering. This is already going on. It's a multi-hundred page report. Go read it. Admitting this is going on. But then they make jokes on the nightly news when I talk about this. Here's another report out of Wired Magazine. Earth dimming skies before and after. Admitting that condensation trails from jet aircraft since the early 1990s has dimmed the planet upwards of 30%. That's from 2009. Pretty darn important. Here's another article. Can a million tons of sulfur dioxide combat climate change? That's their cover for this. And Bill Gates gets billions in taxpayer money a year to carry out these secret projects. He's just one part of it. Here's an InfoWars.com article with the link to the National Patent Office. Spraying the skies, 1975, U.S. patent for powdered contrailed generation. And you look at what they're releasing now in the atmosphere, what's being picked up, it's exactly that. The airlines don't even know. It's at the major jet fuel manufacturers. There's more than 50 patents on this alone for geoengineering. BBC, you notice I'm going through one stack here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more stacks. BBC, why the sun seems to be dimming. Man-made chemtrails. This is a key article from the Pentagon. Weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather by 2025, 1996. Dealing with manipulation of the weather. Department of Defense weather programs, breaking down the control of hurricanes, everything that's been going on since the 60s, declassified in 2004. Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, was interviewed on radio and TV by me. Those interviews are posted at InfoWars.com today from almost 10 years ago. This is key information, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue. Here's another report. Oral evidence taken before the Science and Technology Committee 2010 in Congress dealing with the geoengineering that's going on. Here's another. Unilateral geoengineering briefing notes. Again, this is put out by Stanford University, who first certified the weather control in 1968 with Ben Livingston, not declassified till the mid-2000s. Let's continue to another key document, indirect and semi-direct aerosol campaign. This is put out by the federal government and more than a dozen major universities dealing with how they are manipulating the weather currently and controlling it. You notice all the droughts, the rest of it. Just like I told you how the NSA operated with precision, I'm telling you from public documents that I have read and interviewing the top experts what's happening. In 1992, a Nobel Prize was won by Paul Crutzen on how to control the weather worldwide with these systems. Okay, and you read what he got the prize for. Turned out this was work he did decades before. His plan got implemented. He won the prize because he claims it's to fix the ozone holes. Why aren't you telling the public then about this project if it's supposedly to fix the ozone holes? We've interviewed the physicists, the atmospheric experts. It's pure bull. They're changing our atmosphere. House of Commons, Science and Technology Committee, the regulation of geoengineering, 2010, calling for banning it, talking about how dangerous it is. There's UN treaties on it from 1979. But again, none of this exists, even though I'm giving you all the documentation. I told you in 1996 that the NSA spy grids were to be able to predict the future and mass movements and rig economies. Snowden told you that last year. I'm on record. I know what I'm talking about. We've done our homework. Here's another one put out by Harvard. Stratospheric injection of reflecting aerosols on particles by means of aviation fuel additives. Bam. That's how they're compartmentalizing it, where people don't know what's happening. Cirrus cloud seeding using airliners to reduce reflectivity and, quote, save us from the sun as the earth actually gets less light and plants begin to die. All mainline government reports. You know, write all this down. Watch the video. Take notes. Look it up. Or just say it's racist, and that would be easier, or homophobic. Doesn't have any reflection on reality. Just say it, be trendy, wear colorful socks, grow a beard, you're cool, everyone worships you, because you're so trendy. Again, the trendy is just ignore all this and just call us conspiracy theorists. Here's the whole Air Force breaking it down, all the rest of it, and separately then the Air Force comes out and whitewashes it and just says it's ice crystals. No, we know there's natural ice crystals at high altitudes that form. We're not saying it's all weather modification. The point is the weather modification is going on. You can search it. You can watch C-SPAN where they've had hearings admitting all of it. This is the reality. And you ignore all of this at your total peril. The globalists have created a breakaway civilization. They have created a technocracy. They're playing God. In places like Dubai years ago, they admitted they could control their weather and make it rain and turn the desert green. But here, they don't tell you that a lot of the so-called Doppler towers are really weather control towers. And I was told that in 1999 by a top engineer in microwaves and didn't even believe it when he gave me the documents. And then years later saw it in the Daily Mail and the Associated Press. But in the Middle East and China, not here. They're doing it with jet trails, with the chemicals. They're doing it with these different microwave systems and relay towers that then resonate with it. They've got over-the-horizon radar is one reason they're spraying this stuff. The point is we need to know. The public needs to have an investigation. This is hardcore, serious info that government, using our tax money and our ingenuity, has built a breakaway civilization where they put stuff in our water, GMO in our food. They're messing with the weather. They're buying armored vehicles and billions of rounds of ammo and have TV shows bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers. I mean, we're living in a science fiction movie. And that's what I wanted to break down here on the Nightly News and on syndicated radio stations across the country that pick up this information. Because I'm just somebody that knows how to read public documents off army.mil. I know how to watch C-SPAN hearings about this, where they admit it's all going on. And then CNN and MSNBC says none of it exists, and mix it in with space aliens, something we can't prove. All I know is our Earth's being manipulated. This is hardcore serious. Now, that's it for InfoWars Nightly News. Some stations out there will come back after this with David Knight and more. I'm Alex Jones signing off for now. And if you're watching this transmission or listening, you are the resistance. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.